Kylie Ann Kearney joins us, and the Love Grace Handbag Appeal is going to be run by the women of New Zealand. Now, this is a kaupapa that was kicked off, really, with this tragic passing of Grace Mullane. Handbags are being packed full of important things for women in tough situations. Kylie Ann Kearney is organising this year's kaupapa here, and the first appeal ran 4 years ago. And she saw a Facebook post from the UK, Love Grace Handbag Appeal, wanted to do something similar here in New Zealand. She's with us today. Kylie Ann, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Kylie Ann. Thanks very much. Well, Grace's tragic passing is a reminder to us all that we can be more supportive. You've muscled up behind the Love Grace Handbag Appeal. Can you share with our listeners, many will be unfamiliar with the kaupapa, please, Kylie Ann, what this aims to do?
Yeah, so the Love Grace Handbag Appeal, as you mentioned, was set up in the memory of Grace Mullane by her family in the UK. And basically they wanted to merge Grace's love for handbags with helping women in need. So they have arranged an agreement with the Women's Refuge. So we run these appeals, and these handbags, which are filled with items that are, you know, essentials for people who maybe need to get out in extreme circumstances, or you know, don't have time to pack a bag if they're in a domestic violence situation or something like that, and they come to the Women's Refuge, and they are gifted these handbags filled with things like, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, all those essentials, and sometimes they do have a little bit of extra stuff in there, some luxury items and stuff like that.
So whānau women, I'm guessing, have a spare handbag at home. They pack it full of these, well, I'll say goodies for now, but so that they're there at the refuge when mama arrives. Is that how this might roll?
Yeah, basically. So we run the appeal, and at the moment we've got 29 locations around New Zealand where people can drop them to during the dates which this appeal is running from, Valentine's Day to International Women's Day. So that's the 14th of February to the 8th of March. And so basically, yeah, if you have a handbag, as long as it's, you know, fairly new, you can fill that with these items. Also, you know, if you can't afford to buy a brand new bag, which I know they're pretty expensive, you can find them at op shops. Or, yeah, as you mentioned, if they're lying around the house, or a family member you know might have one that they're not using. So, yeah, you'd fill them with the items and then drop it to one of the drop-off points around New Zealand, and then we coordinate getting them to the local refuges to make sure that they're there when somebody needs one.
Tēnā koe. Have we held the appeal in New Zealand before?
Yes, so we've had, I think it's been running since 2020 in New Zealand. I ran one in 2020 alongside the project who ran one, and that was when BNZ got involved. And when I ran it in 2020, we got we had seven locations, and we got 1,000 bags that were donated to Women's Refuges, which was amazing. So hoping to do that, if not more, this year. And yeah, and BNZ have been running it in previous years, but unfortunately they are unable to participate this year, so which is why I reached out to the Love Grace Facebook page community to see who would want to get involved, and managed to get an amazing group of women from all over New Zealand to get involved so that we can make it NZ-wide.
Tēnā koe. What's prompted you to put the mahi in here, Kylie Ann?
I always love doing giving back, and I wanted to do something where I could see where my hard work was going. So I always like to get involved with appeals where I can actually see, you know, the work that's being involved. And I saw a Facebook post on the on a UK Facebook page, because I used to live in the UK for a little while, and I thought, you know, I originally was going to donate a bag to the UK appeal, but then I thought, why not run one in New Zealand? Because that would just mean so much more to be able to actually gift these bags to women in New Zealand who go through the Women's Refuge. So, yeah, I reached out to Grace's cousin, who's Hannah, and asked if I could run an appeal, and thankfully she agreed to let me do that. And it's just been such an amazing experience to see so many women around New Zealand get involved in something, and just we all come together, and to be able to actually hand those bags over to the Women's Refuge and know they're going to a good place is just really lovely to see.
I reckon too. Sadly, but the reality is many of our wahine Māori are, find themselves in a women's refuge for multiple reasons, Kylie-Anne. So this is something that could be very much appreciated by them in extreme circumstances. You imagine in the middle of the night grabbing their kids, having a dash, you get there and realise you haven't got the things that would normally be handy. So as Kylie mentioned, e homa to all our wahine, and some of you fellas might have some handbags too. I'm not restricting this to women, but the basics, toothpaste, shampoos, etc., as mentioned, extras might be wipes or tissues or plasters or cotton buds, and luxuries, sort of notebooks, scarves, gloves, hair clips, some makeup and, or perfume. But really, it's about just having something special there waiting for Mama if she finds herself in women's refuge. It's worked already. It's worked really well in the UK and can work really well here. But I know it's just a fairly short window from the 14th of Feb to the 8th of March. If you're able to help, please do. And you can contact the Love Grace Handbag New Zealand appeal by following Kylie's lead. Where do we go, Kylie?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. It's the Love Grace Handbag Appeal New Zealand page. So if everyone just, if you can search that on Facebook, you'll be able to find us there and follow along. And we've got all the information of where you can find the drop-off points that are local to you, and also what you can put into the bags and how you can go about donating.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some kōrero, and big ups to you personally too, Kylie-Anne, for your willingness to get involved here.
Ngā mihi. Yeah, thank you so much.
Tēnā koe, nice talking with you, Kylie-Anne, thanks. Kylie-Anne Kearney, this year's organiser of the New Zealand arm of the Love Grace Handbag Appeal.